Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Hello, and welcome back to the What We Said podcast, everybody. Happy Tuesday. I hope you're having a great day so far. I don't know where you guys live, but here it has been a little gloomy.
Very rainy, very drizzly.
Dark in the mornings where I wake up, I'm like, what time is it? But
it's so hard to get up when it's dark, I feel like, which is typical winter for pretty much everyone, I feel like.
Yeah.
But we're not used to it. I feel like anytime it rains here, we complain.
I know.
Because we're not used to it.
No. I feel like if you live anywhere where you don't, is there a lot of places in the U.S. that get tons of rain besides like literally the Pacific Northwest?
Yeah. I don't really know. I don't know about all the geography, but I feel like a lot of places get more rain and gloomy weather than we do, obviously.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Like we are the sunniest. Yeah.
For sure.
Weather. So
even in Arizona, Arizona obviously is also very sunny, but living in Arizona when it rained, I loved it. Because when you're not getting it all the time, it's nice. It's kind of a switch up. Feels like a different, exciting day.
Yeah, it's true.
Maybe because I did swim. So like if I saw a rainstorm, I was like after school, oh my gosh, I don't have to go to swim practice.
That's case lightning. I feel like it really is just, I like a gloomy day. I like some rain. I think it's just the morning is like so, I'm already not a morning person. So if it's like so dark in my room and I'm so warm in my bed, I'm just like, oh, wow, it's hard to get up.
Do you have blackout shades?
Yeah.
Oh, you do? Okay. Yeah.
But they do like have a little... They're not fully, they are supposed to be blackout, but the corners, like you can see a little bit of light. But when it's rainy and dark, it's like pretty dang dark.
Yeah,
when I
that's
wake
how
up.
Mine is too. We have blackout curtains. And
someone rang my doorbell today at 7:30 a.m. Isn't that a little too early? Or am Wait, I just like.
Someone who?
We don't know. Because Leif and I were
and there was
in bed.
Nothing on the door?
We went to bed kind of late and we were like still in bed. And I just heard like ding dong, like super loud. And I was like, someone just rang our doorbell. And Leif, like, he maybe waited a little too long. Like, he went and he was like, there was no one there. And there was, like, nothing there. But I'm like, 7:30 a.m. is
a little
am
early.
I out of touch? I feel like that's, like, you shouldn't be. Maybe that's not early to most people. To me, that's, like, don't knock on my door until at least
8. Yeah.
8:30 maybe even.
No, definitely
7:30 a.m.
That is weird.
I don't know who it was. Maybe it was, like, a neighbor or something. I have no idea.
Yeah. I was going to say, if it was a delivery person, that's almost like, what? Unless they have to get your signature or something, but
yeah,
if you didn't have anything, that's concerning.
Yeah. So anyway, never figured out who it was, but
dang, need a ring camera.
Yeah, I
really
do
want a ring camera. I went to the gym this morning. I've been waiting for you to ask me. Fine.
What were you up to at 7:30 a.m.?
I'm like,
You're like already home from the gym, actually. How was it?
Well, I've been going for the last couple weeks, and I was like, maybe I just like. Just be a quiet grinder, you know, just go to the gym for my last trimester.
That will never be me.
No, I was doing like two, like, what are these called? Oh my gosh, my brain.
I actually don't know.
It's like the easiest, most simple thing.
I was going to say dumbbell, but that's the thing you're holding.
Yeah.
Like not a bench press. Oh my gosh, what is it?
What is it called?
A curl? Like
a bicep curl.
A bicep curl.
After like two bicep curls, I'm like, I should be recording this. I should be documenting that I'm doing this right now. But it was good. I don't go
You've
for
been lifting
long.
Weights?
Literally 2 pound weights.
Oh, okay.
Like very minimal. I will just look up on Pinterest like third trimester like light workout. And yeah. it's just very light arms, legs, a lot of lunges and squats and stretching, and then just like very easy dumbbell work.
Nice.
But it's been good. I'm so sore after doing it. I'm not kidding. I use 2.5 pound weights on each arm and doing lunges with those. I'm like, oh my gosh, my butt gets so sore. My hamstring gets my hamstring. My oh, my hamstrings get so sore. And but yeah, it's been good. I also just feel like when, what's this on my Instagram story? When you're pregnant and you go to the gym, you just have no, I'm like, this is the best. Like, I have no expectations for myself. You guys are lucky I'm here.
You guys. I'm doing this for you.
Yeah, no, right, it's at the gym.
True. Yeah.
Like, I don't care if you see me picking up 2 pounds weights. Yeah. I don't care if you see me doing it with no dumbbells.
Yeah, exactly.
Like,
I wouldn't know. I haven't worked out a day in months, but.
Yeah, I didn't start. I feel like it's weird to start in your third trimester, but I'm like, I feel better than I have my whole pregnancy. So.
Yeah.
Might as well try.
I keep thinking that, like, I'll be like, okay, this is the week. And then I'm just like.
As soon as you say that, almost your body's like, oh, we got to slow her down.
I know. And I feel like it's. Hi. Oh my gosh. I've been so humbled just truly this whole pregnancy because I was like, I am not going to make excuses. Like, I'm not just going to be like, well, I'm pregnant. So like, I'm just going to, this is when I wasn't and had never been. I was just like, I'm not going to be like, oh, so I'm going to eat whatever I want. Or like, so I'm just not going to work out because like I'm pregnant. And then when you actually like feel so sick, not even just like, oh, I'm tired, but it's like, just like very nauseous and very sick. It's like, I feel almost physically impossible. I'm like, I can't. I feel like I'll just go and I'll just throw up in the bathroom. Like I just, and it would like not even be
worth 100% it. Or, agree.
Which sucks so bad. Like I, anyway, but I keep thinking, I'm like, this is the week. This is the week. Like I'm going to go back to Pilates. I want to go a few times a week. I've been going on walks, so that's good. But like right before I went to, I keep freaking wanting to call it Mendocino. It's Montecito.
Mendocino. But love that place.
Mendocino Farms is a restaurant that we love. And I always want to say that. But like right before I went to Montecito, I was like, okay, hopefully I'm like, I'm starting to feel better. So that'll be really good. And then TMI. But then I was like throwing up all day. And I was like, oh, okay. So I'm not out of the clear yet. But I will say, I don't want to even say it because I'll jinx myself.
Yeah.
But yesterday was like the best I had felt.
Until, you drove?
Until nighttime. I drove Chelsea, like I picked her up, which I've just been, Chelsea and Leif have been my chauffeurs. I've just been like, I don't want to drive. I don't want to, it's hard to do stuff.
It is.
But yeah, I'm feeling like I haven't been taking medicine either for the past few days because I'm like, okay, I think I'm.
That's good. That's clear. A good sign.
But I just am so shocked at like, I don't even want to talk about it because I feel like it's boring. Like, I feel like it's just like, no one cares. No one wants to hear that you're sick. But I think it's just so shocking to me how long it's lasted. Like, I am well into my second trimester, and I'm just like, I can't believe it's still around. Which is how it was for you, too.
I know. Especially my first time. I feel like even more so my first time pregnant than this time. Like, I remember at my, when we did my maternity shoot, I was like 21 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember eating, we went to like our favorite little taco place afterwards in LA. And I remember still being like, I can't eat what I want. Like, this sucks.
It's so crazy. I really just, I've been very, very humbled.
Yeah.
I'm like,
it's very humbling.
Again.
Especially when you have so many hopes and dreams for it.
Totally. And I really did. I was like so excited to have like a very healthy, I mean, I've had a healthy pregnancy as far as everything goes. Everything's been good. So that's awesome. But it's just like myself, I was like, I want to wake up and make like a pregnancy smoothie every morning and like anyway, it's just been like, oh wow, I just have to like eat what I can keep down. But I my appetite is coming back. I feel definitely the best I have. So I don't even want to like complain about it, but I think I just thought at this point it would definitely be like gone. Like I would just be feeling so good because everyone's like, the second trimester is the best, and I'm just like, okay, we're getting there, but we're not in the clear yet.
It's different for everyone. It sucks when you feel like you are the one who's still sick and everyone else is like,
I know,
I feel great. You're like, oh.
And I feel like it's been so long that people expect me to be better, like even just like my friends, it's like, let's go do this, and I'm like,
still sick.
I'm still like not able to, especially at night, like I get really, I just agreed to a dinner date for this weekend please, with like a random guy. I'm like, I've been
I've been on Hinge,
I've been on dating apps. No, with like some of our friends, like a couple friend, and I was like, okay, I'll go because I want to do stuff. But I try not to even like agree to dinner because nights are the worst for me. So it's rough out here, but I really am just like, I've been feeling the baby move.
Yeah.
And so It's really cool.
It makes it feel more, when you're super sick in your first trimester, you're not showing it all. You know, I guess you did go to the doctor and see, but like, I usually don't go until like 11 weeks or something like that. Week 7 to 11, I'm like,
is it real?
Is it real? I feel so sick. I feel nothing. I look no different. I just feel horrible. And I'm like, I
nothing
think
to
this
show
is
for
real?
It until you go in. Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, I mean, I had lots of confirmation because of IVF, just because it's like a different situation. But
feeling them move is a whole different.
Feeling them move, I feel like, is, first of all, it's really weird. I'm like, what the heck? I feel something in my stomach. Like,
yeah.
But it also makes it more like just real. And I don't know. Even last night, I was like not feeling well. And then I was feeling them move and I'm like, okay. It's kind of worth it. Like,
all right, fine.
Okay. I'm like, you're just making me sick, but it's fine. So I really am so like just
that's
happy
fun.
And yeah, even amongst
the sickness.
The nausea. Yeah.
I know.
Good.
It really is a trip. There's no tired, like pregnancy tired in terms of like, because you are a little sick, the fatigue that you get even if you tried to go do like a workout, the fatigue that you get versus normally. So you always compare to how you were before pregnancy.
But you like really can't.
Yeah. So then when you're like, okay, I'm feeling better than I was weeks ago, but I'm still not where
not
I thought
even
I
close
would be.
And not even close to where you were like previously.
Exactly. So that's why it's always hard to be like, okay, well, yeah, I guess I can drive now, but I also feel like dying at night, you know?
Yeah. But. Yeah. I know. It'll continue to get better, mm-hmm. I think, hopefully.
Yeah, definitely.
Or just go in waves. But
it should.
Yeah, it's not going to get worse, probably. So that's amazing.
Yeah. I was going to ask you for any pregnancy updates, but
That's it. I feel like I've just been, I don't know if on the podcast people would notice, but like, I just feel like in general, I've been such low energy lately, just across the board. Mm-hmm. I was at Trader Joe's with Leif the other day, and I met a Valley girl. She said she listens to the podcast. And I was just so like dead that day. Like I was just so tired. We were like loading groceries in and she was like, hi, how are you? Whatever. I was like, oh, I'm good. And anyway, then she was like, oh, I actually listened to your podcast. And then I kind of like pepped up because I'm like, oh, like, you know me or like we know each other kind of. And I was like, and then the girl bagging the groceries also listened to the podcast. And anyway, I was like, I am such low energy right now. They're like, oh, it's fine. But I was just thinking about that. I was like, I just feel like I've always been such like an energetic person. Mm-hmm. And like for the past, I've been beaten down through just IVF and whatever that I'm like, in general, I just feel such low
energy. You're like, just
energy.
Give me some time.
Yeah, I'm like, give me a second. I need to, and I also haven't been drinking caffeine.
Yeah, that's another thing. That's just all of it combined. You're
just
extra tired.
Just by my own like free will. Like my doctor didn't want me drinking caffeine in my first trimester. And then it just like hasn't really sounded good. Like sometimes a chai or matcha will sound good and I'll get it. But if it doesn't, I'm like, well, I don't want to drink that. Like that just sometimes like creamy stuff doesn't sound good to me. I don't know. Yeah. So anyway, I haven't been drinking caffeine. So I just feel like in general, I'm like,
yeah,
geez, I'm a slug. Like I got to hype it up.
I know. It is crazy. I feel the same way. Not now, but. Like, now I can't even remember that, but I do relate, unfortunately. I feel like I cursed you with all of my pregnancy woes.
I will say our journeys have been more parallel than I thought it would. Because I just have friends all over the board who have had, and I don't want to say yours has been the worst of it, but like maybe just because I am around you the most, it seemed like you got like the most sick from it. So I thought it was very rare. Like I was like, oh, that sucks so bad that has been like how it is. I just figured like, that's just like a really rare thing. But even though my mom was like, that's how I was. Like when Chelsea was super sick, she'd just be like, oh, I feel so bad. Like that's how I was with you. Da, 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 da. And I was like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
And then sure enough, like happened. I feel like very parallel. Like it happened to me. And I was like, oh.
I know.
Okay. Anyway.
I'm always like waiting with bated breath when my friends get pregnant to be like,
How
are you feeling? They're like 12 weeks. I'm just like waiting. They're either like, I have been dead, or they're like, I feel great.
Yeah.
No, nothing to report. I'm like, okay. Oh,
I wouldn't wish it on anyone.
No,
like even
not my worst enemy.
No, like I know what you were saying about how you're like you're like, oh, I feel great. You're kind of like, oh, wow, I'm jealous. But also it's like good. Like I don't want anyone to have to suffer like this. It's so
100%.
Crazy. And it's been nice. I've been getting a lot of like just comments and stuff. Whenever I mention it, they're like, I could never relive my first trimester again. Like, that was how bad it was. And I'm like, okay, so we're not dramatic, I guess.
No. That's why when I got pregnant this time, I genuinely was like seriously,
like, how can
considering my decision making skills. I'm like, whoa.
You're like, I chose this.
I chose this again.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, you wiped my memory clean. You must have.
And I feel like, again, I've said this a million times. This is the last thing I'll say. I will stop talking about pregnancy.
I mentioned
sickness
being
I'm
sick
annoying.
Like, in every single YouTube video. I was realizing, I'm like, when I was sick, like, I mentioned it every 5 seconds.
Because it's so life altering. That's mm-hmm. It's just shocking to me.
It's so long. It's so long. Long. That's
it's
the
so
thing.
Long. Yeah. Yeah. I know. I was doing the math and I was just telling Leif last night how long it's been since I've been nauseous every single day. And it's been well over 3 months.
No, it's.
And it's like
so
a stomach
insane.
Bug, like eating saltines every day. I'm mm-hmm. like, I've never experienced anything like it in my life. No. But again,
it becomes
I
routine.
Am grateful. Yeah. Okay. And I am the happiest I've ever been. So shut up.
The girls that get it, get it.
Yeah, totally.
They know.
Totally.
And if they don't, then, you know, hopefully karma doesn't come for you.
Yeah. No, I mean, seriously, if you don't get, if you have great, healthy, like, you feel amazing, I am genuinely so happy
yeah.
for you. And
amazing.
I hope that you, it always is like that for you because it's,
I know.
Yeah, it's not fun.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
It is a new year, and that means new opportunities to make connections. But when it comes to dating, it can be tough to put yourself out there and know where to start. And that's why we're excited to talk about Hinge, the dating app designed to be deleted. Hinge is the perfect dating app to use in the new year because it really allows you to go beyond the surface, express your personality, and meet people who are on the same page. We always ask at our shows, we've asked many of our single friends who are still dating, we're like, oh, what dating app is the best one? And pretty much unanimously, the answer is always Hinge. So if that's not enough for you to download it, I don't know what is. But maybe since it's a new year, you know, it's time to refresh the Hinge profile, maybe add some different pictures, update those prompts, maybe, you know, make sure your dating intentions reflect who you are and what you're looking for this year so you can really manifest the dating experience that you want and find someone who's on the same page as you.
So an easy way to update your Hinge profile is to use the prompt, this year I really want to. I actually saw, we were joking like, oh, this year I want to be less perfect or something like that.
Yeah.
Said something and someone made a TikTok and was like, I put that in, and then people were like actually
engaging with it.
Yeah, engaging with it. And I was getting some likes from it.
Play.
So, you know, it's a way to show if you want to be, you
silly.
Know, you're in your, exactly self-help era, maybe, or, you know, I want to go on more hikes this year. Or maybe you want to say something funny and express your silly, quirky personality a little bit more. So manifest the dating experience that you want this year. Download Hinge and find someone worth deleting the app for.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. I think a common misconception about relationships is that they have to be very easy to be right, but sometimes the best ones happen when both people put in the work to make them great. And therapy can be a place to work through the challenges you face in all of your relationships, whether with friends, work, your significant other, or anyone. You know, I think whether you're going to therapy with someone or by yourself, sometimes the change just needs to happen from within, honestly, and maybe it doesn't even require you being in therapy with that other person, because just by kind of maybe changing your perspective or working on things yourself, the relationship might improve. But it's also great to go to therapy with someone in your life, potentially, and work on that relationship together.
Yeah, I know through therapy, I've been able to express, you know, some feelings that I've been suppressing that maybe have nothing to do with my relationship, but they do end up, after I'm able to talk through it, figure out what's really going on, I'm able to be a better partner and just person, friend, you know, in general, which is really nice. And I know sometimes we think of therapy as something for people who've experienced major trauma, but it also can just help you empower you to be the best version of yourself, you know, learn new positive coping skills and setting boundaries. It's just overall very helpful. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Become your own soulmate, whether you're looking for one or not. Visit BetterHelp.com/whatwesaidtoday to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/whatwesaid.
So anyway.
Wow.
Any pregnancy updates for you? You're feeling good? Going to the gym?
Yeah, feeling good. Feeling, I do feel like I feel better than my first. I've heard that your first pregnancy is usually, well, some, I mean, again, it's different for everybody, but. You usually get the sickest, you're feeling like the
first
most.
One?
Yeah, because maybe your body's just not used to it so much, so you're noticing more. Mm-hmm. Maybe this time I'm just like, I know what to expect. I think that's the thing is when, okay, we will move on from this because we do have a lot to talk
really,
about today.
Are we annoying now? I was just thinking, I'm like, now.
But like, that's literally all that's going on in my life. It's like, it's so hard when it's the only thing that is happened, not the only thing, like the most time-consuming, all-consuming thing that's happening in your life. Like, okay, I'm like scraping to find other things to talk about.
That's true. And then sometimes when I don't post about it on Instagram, people are like, where's the, like, we want the bump update. I'm like, oh, okay. I just don't want to be making it my entire personality, but unfortunately,
it's okay. Leave moms alone. Okay. We're going to get into a whole thing that's not about pregnancy at all. What was I going to say? So, about pregnancy.
I'm like, but anyway, back to me being sick. You're saying... You feel better first. Oh, shoot, what was the most recent thing you said?
Just that, like, I feel, or I'm more maybe used. Oh. I think the thing is, and I think why sometimes, you know, it is important. It's annoying to hear people complain about things, obviously. But I feel like I had an opposite experience than a lot of girls who, like, will go on TikTok and be like, I only heard horrible things about pregnancy. And then I had the most amazing pregnancy. Like, I felt like the reason I talk about it sometimes is because I was the opposite. Like, I hadn't had any close friends.
You thought it was going to be,
like, so easy? Yeah, I didn't have any close friends who had been pregnant before me or people that I was, like, seeing constantly. The only person I knew that was, like, you know, close to me was my mom who had been sick.
Yeah.
That was when I was literally 5 years old, like, or when she was pregnant with me and then some of my siblings.
Right.
So I had no clue. So when I was sick, I was like, this is so shocking.
It's so jarring.
To me. Like, I had no clue this was possible. I had barely heard of morning sickness in the first place. So now I'm like, I think it just was so shocking to me that I had the opposite
reaction.
You're
trying to spread the word. It's like, it could be.
Yeah.
And it does. The thing that I kept, like, literally holding on to truly is that rarely, this is not the case, or, like, sometimes it's not, but for the most part, everyone would be like, it gets better. Like,
yeah.
I promise, like, it feels like it won't, but it will get better, and it has. And so it's like, okay, every day, like, I feel like there's progress.
There's an end.
There's an end in sight. Like, it's, anyway, so that's nice. But, yeah, I agree. It's just, it's like, well, I saw this video of this girl. She's like, it's just that most people don't announce their pregnancy until they're out of their first trimester a lot of times, so they feel a lot better. So then it's like, I'm pregnant. It's like all, it just looks very like, oh, so cute and great.
They already have a bump. You don't like even realize you can be pregnant without a bump.
Yeah. And then you realize that it's like, they didn't post anything when they were in the trenches, you know, which not that they need to, but it's like, that's why sometimes it's like a little bit shocking.
Yeah.
You're like, I've never seen
what
like
is
any
happening?
Content. Like, I didn't know that this was a reality, but
Yeah. It's crazy.
The things women do.
I know. Fun.
Fun times.
Well, anyways, did you have any other updates besides that?
Let me look. I had written down, who is Zach Bia? Because I'd love to chat.
Who is Zach Bia?
Who is this man?
Wait, are you genuinely asking? Or is there like a documentary coming out about him?
I'm like, and I will be creating a documentary on his life.
The guy who dated all of the girls, like Madison Beer, yes. Olivia Rodrigo.
The reason this came to my mind is because I hesitate saying this because every time I do a Suns update, we record these almost a week in advance, and then they've like bombed by the time I'm like, they're doing amazing. And then by the time it comes out, they're like on a four losing streak.
Yeah. I saw they're on a win streak.
They are on a win streak and they're actually like, you know, doing well and being consistent, and they've had two comeback games of like being 20 down and winning. There was
that's amazing. I feel like the Suns, when I watched them last season, was like their curse. Yes. They would never be able to come back.
No, they've been like, the whole thing this season has been like they're horrible in the fourth quarter.
Yeah.
Like they'll do really great and be like, have a lead and then just blow it. And we're like, bye.
Mm-hmm.
But they have been, for the past like few weeks, been actually like they're coming back. They're doing really well.
I miss Devin Booker.
Has like had like a 52 point game the other day.
That.
Kevin Durant had over 40 point games back to back, like doing amazing. So it's been really fun to watch them lately. Anyway. The reason I'm bringing this up is because I've now been developing
feelings.
I'm like feelings and a crush. No, I've been developing a fondness for Kevin Durant. I didn't really like know much about his personality. And I kind of thought he was just a bit boring. I know he's amazing, but like as far as his personality and his vibe, I was just like, okay, I know he's like a superstar, but I just wasn't like drawn to him necessarily. But I've been watching a few of like his interviews and his style. I actually kind of like, I'm like, okay, I like him. I like him, Durant. So I followed him on Instagram because he posted something kind of funny. Anyway, that happened in the game. Me and Leif were laughing, but I was like, I need to follow him. So I followed him and I'm going through his Instagram and I'm like, his Instagram's kind of like, he understands the art of a photo dump.
Really?
Slay. So I'm like, he only posts literally like once a year. I'm like, and that is my next conspiracy. He wants to be me. Kevin Durant, imagine. Wow, that one would really, that should be my next one.
Kevin Durant, use my photo dump. It's like actually not even your formula at all.
No, I don't even think it was. But I'm scrolling through and he just has, in one of his photo dumps, is a photo of Zach Bia.
Like by
just
himself?
Like, yeah, like he's like posing. It's like they're hanging out. And I'm like, and then I was reflecting. I'm like, okay, who are you, sir? I have seen you on an episode of The Kardashians. I've now seen you on, like, he was at dinner with, like, Kendall and people.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But it was, like, kind of an intimate dinner. So it's like, okay, you're obviously you're close with them. You're very well connected with them. Yeah, saw him on Kevin Durant's Instagram. Devin Booker was, like, liking all of his posts and stuff. Dated Madison Beer. Dated Olivia Rodrigo. So I was like, literally, who is this man?
Yeah.
I wondered if you knew anything about him. I looked it up, but I didn't deep dive at all. It was like, he's an American DJ. And I'm like, well, how does he, I don't understand who this guy is.
I think I listened to one interview. I think he was on the Zach Sang show.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's where it was a while ago. And he was kind of, or maybe it was BFFs, maybe both. And he was answering questions. Like they were kind of asking the same thing. Like, who are you? And how are you so famous?
Really,
and like
it's a mystery.
So connected. And he was playing it very cool. Being like, I don't know. I just like, I think he's been in the music industry, maybe producer or something.
I think he also is a producer is what I was reading.
So maybe he's just kind of like one of those people, but.
Because I'm like, you must be a charismatic, cool person to be connected to like, you know, for like celebrities to be posting about you and be obsessed with you. Like clearly you're, but he doesn't have like.
You know what energy he gives me?
What?
Club promoter vibes. Where she's like, everyone knows them. Like they seem to like him. But when you're just like, wait.
Like, what is it about you?
You're so popular. There's something iffy about you.
Well, because we don't know what it is. It's like, if you...
I mean, maybe because girls have written songs about him. Maybe that. I'm like, I wonder why I have an iffy feeling. Olivia literally wrote Vampire about him.
That was about Zach Bia?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The plot thickens. I'm telling you. It's like, who... And remember those photos of him and Madison Beer?
That they were fighting?
Yeah.
Yeah. And she wrote, what's it called about him? Allegedly. I can't remember the song. It came out like 2020 probably. Like, why are you such a Gemini or something?
Oh.
Or maybe it wasn't him because I think maybe he's like, I'm not a Gemini. I don't know. She's written a song or two about him.
Regardless, he's a mystery to me. I'd love to deep dive. I don't know what. I think why I was confused is I thought he was not well liked. Like, I thought that consensus was like, oh, we don't like him. But maybe that's just because I saw those clips of or those photos of him and Madison Beer and people were like, oh, he's like yelling at her or something. So I was like, oh, OK, we don't like that. Right. But then he's like with every celebrity ever. I'm like, oh, so did people like him? Like,
That's what I'm saying.
He's a mystery. I
feel like he's a club promoter who like, you know, like took your friend on a date and mistreated her, but then everyone's like friends with. And you're like, wait, what? I thought,
that's the vibes
he gives me. Because she wrote Vampire about him, how he like sucks the fame. Like he's just like a fame hungry person.
Well, it's tracking.
Yeah. And apparently it's working.
Yeah. And it's working. Anyway.
Zach Bia, please respond.
We'd love to have you on the podcast.
He's like, absolutely not. But like he's giving club promoter vibes. Will you come?
I'm like, we hate him, right? I just, yeah, I wondered if you had any more intel.
No, that's all I know.
Just a mystery to me that I thought I'd bring up.
I don't think he really get, because I listened to the interview wanting that same tea.
Mm-hmm.
And he doesn't really give much info about it. It's just like, oh, I don't know.
I mean, I guess like as he wouldn't, like if you're very well connected, you're not going to be like acting feral on an interview. Because then everyone's going to be like, bye, we don't want you around us anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah. All of like the popular things, it's like, how did Zach Bia meet Drake? Like all the common questions. Yeah. It's like, who is Zach Bia? Like, anyway.
I know. Someone said, yeah, I don't know. I don't think he's a Nepo baby. I think that's like a misconception about him, that he was saying like, I'm not a Nepo baby.
Mm.
But sometimes Nepo babies say that.
Yeah.
It's like, I'm not a Nepo baby. But then you find out their dad like actually is like cousins with Drake or something weird. You're like, do you know what the Nepo baby is?
Okay. That was literally my only update. I just wanted to know.
I have two things. And they kind of relate to each other. Well, actually, I have three. The first one is literally one sentence. I've been using the Tushy bidet. Okay, I wanted to give an update on that because weeks ago, I talked about, I scared everyone with the bidet talk and the toilet paper and how, you know, maybe we're not as clean as you think here. I wanted to wait a while. I've had it for a couple months now. The Tushy is like a bidet attachment. And I think it was like $100-something. You can get a couple different variants.
Mm-hmm.
And I love it. Everyone should get one, or like it's a great gift. It does look a little chunky on the toilet, but it's like it's your toilet. You don't really need it to look cute or aesthetic. But it's very... there's a little bit of trial and error, but it definitely is great. Like afterwards, I'm like, wait, I've never been cleaner. This is so amazing. So nice.
Nice.
So look into that if you're feeling crusty.
Thank you for the update. If you're feeling crusty is really...
Second of all.
That's really a lot.
Have you seen Pookie is looking absolutely gorgeous?
Wait, yes. But I haven't, again, like... dove in. Like, I don't exactly know what's happening. You dove in? Okay, tell me everything.
I mean, I don't know if there's that much to say about it besides, like, they're taking over TikTok. If you don't know, it's this couple. His name's Jet. Her name's Campbell.
Mm-hmm. Honestly, cute.
She's, yeah, no, cute names.
Cute names.
And she has cute style. Like, she'll, like, dress up. And then her husband is just, like, this southern sweetie boy who just will be like, Pookie's looking absolutely amazing tonight. Like, she's got on this sexy whatever. And she's just standing there just letting him compliment her.
Slay.
And so I've been seeing, you know, of course, as everything does, like everyone worships him. They're like, he loves her. He's obsessed with her. And then people are like, no, but she doesn't like him. Like, you can tell her body language, like just picking this couple apart. I was wondering if you'd see them, if what your thoughts were.
I haven't. I've seen little bits and pieces. But again, I haven't like I'm not
looking absolutely stunning tonight. Just
I love
me.
The Pookie of it all, though. Like, that is everything. Has he always called her Pookie? Because I've seen, I know they've been kind of doing those videos for a while.
I think he does. Like,
he's always said that.
Yeah. I mean, he'll call her Campbell sometimes.
Okay.
But I think her last name might be
Pookie.
Pookette.
Or oh, something. Really?
Or Puckett. I don't know. Maybe I'm making that up. But
okay.
I was like, I could see where he got Pookie from. Wasn't just like a little dog name, but.
I'm going to start requesting Leaf calls me Pookie. Like, that is everything.
Literally. Like, he was just like, he'll look at her outfit and be like, I'm loving the all black look tonight. Like, looking, they were in Paris. He's like, this is bonjour, everyone. Like, this is looking so good. This is perfect for what we're doing. I got a special gift for you. He'll bring her, like, breakfast in
the
morning.
Are they rich? Are they, like, very rich?
That's the thing. People are like, you know, she's just there for the money. Or, like, it must be swinging.
So you guys know that, like, there's more to freaking life than... I actually really hate that. Like, I've seen this couple...
It must be swinging as we dead, though.
That is actually hilarious. But I... That is always, like, so sad to me when couples will post. There's this just couple,
like,
that
sweet,
I saw. Yeah. And the general consensus is that in this other couple that I'm talking about, they'll make videos together, but people think that he's, like, way more attractive than she is.
Mm-hmm.
And people will always just be like, yikes, like, I don't even know what, I can't even think of the comments, like, who's going to tell him, like, just weird things. And I'm like, guys,
there's more to life.
There's
than
more
looks.
To life than freaking looks. It's not, they don't always have, I mean, whatever. That's actually so funny, but
no,
it's
also, he's not a bad looking guy. It's not like he's so ugly or something. People say he looks like Matt Damon, which I could kind of see, but I also just think people need to understand that not everyone is acting 100%, you know, themselves on camera, not even themselves, but for a random couple, they're standing there and like, she looks like she hates him. Like she has like a terrified look on her face. I'm like, she's not a trained actress or like a trained, right. Like, it's hard to be yourself sometimes on camera.
Totally.
It's like, especially if you are not used to it. Like a lot of people get shy when they get on camera. She could just be kind of shy and like not or be like, oh my gosh, thank you.
Yeah,
I love you so much. Give me kisses. Like she's just like, oh, thank you. Like she's just
like
sweet.
Not knowing even, not that she doesn't, but like it's hard to also take compliments.
Yeah, sometimes
on camera,
you feel
it's
awkward.
Like, oh. Yeah, that is, I need to go on an absolute deep dive of this because that is everything.
I mean, they are definitely rich.
Yeah. The few videos I saw was giving rich.
100%.
But also, like, especially I feel like with a guy, if the girl seems more attractive than the guy, but the guy's obsessed,
mm-hmm.
that is all you can ask for in this life.
Literally.
Is literally like a man who treats you very well and is obsessed with you. That means a lot more than what he looks like.
100%. So, if you get along with him and you like his personality and he treats you right. More than a lot of you guys can say.
That's what I'm saying. It's like,
yeah.
Sometimes I was just talking about this at lunch with one of my friends. Like, sometimes the better looking, like if a guy's like really, really good looking, it's
scary.
Scary.
Yeah.
It's like not a red flag, but
yeah.
They've been like probably just girls have been obsessed with them their entire lives. Mm-hmm. It's
they haven't had to work for anything.
Yeah. It's like there's got to be something a little bit. You gotta be a little ugly.
Yeah, 100%. Whenever I feel ugly, I always tell myself that. I'm just like, this is good. I'm glad that I'm ugly.
This is
like,
good.
I'm glad I'm a little ugly. It would be like such a weird life to just be completely perfect.
No, I had this same thought the other day because I was just thinking of sometimes when like, okay, I'm trying to know how to say this. But like sometimes if someone's trying to be funny, mm-hmm. but they're
so hot,
gorgeous. It's not funny mm-hmm. at all because you have to be a little bit ugly to be funny. You know, to really execute on a joke, I really believe that. You have to have, or something has to be, maybe you've gone through a lot in your life. There mm-hmm. has to be something about you. I know not everyone's perfect, but like just a gorgeous girl. I've seen some content of this girl who's so beautiful and she'll try and make like silly, quirky, relatable content and it's never received
people don't
well.
Like it.
And it's because she's so beautiful.
Yeah.
And it's like, what a curse, honestly.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I mean, well, maybe I'd take it, but like
I would trade.
Absolutely
like,
perfect.
That's why I don't like being gorgeous.
Yeah. That's why my life is also very hard because I'm perfect. But it's like it just is different when you're so
mm-hmm.
like your face is perfect, your body's perfect to
dress
society
so nice.
Standards.
Mm-hmm.
It's like no one's gonna think you're funny or relatable.
I know.
So
you just have to be a model.
Take comfort
Sorry.
In that. No, literally, I was thinking, I'm like, you still can make money by your appearance, just not for your personality, probably.
Yeah, and it's actually very sad for being serious. Like for really beautiful girls, I actually feel I know a couple in my life who are just so beautiful, like that. Guys will
like all
stop
see.
Them on the street and sometimes it's all they see. They don't look past that they could be funny or that they could be whatever, but it's hard to see past the beauty.
No,
sometimes.
There's this. Do you know the video?
So beautiful girls, I see your struggle.
Like, we're with you and we know what it's like too. No, have you seen that?
what it's like too.
Have you seen that viral
My hardest
clip?
Trial in life.
Literally the hardest thing I've ever gone through. You know that clip of Madison Beer saying, she's like, it's a viral, it's always on things. It's like, oh, sometimes it just gets old and it's like, oh, you're so pretty. Yeah. And I'm like, no, I see
yes,
that though.
That's so
that's
valid.
So valid. Like, mm-hmm. even though for most of us mere mortals, we can't understand that. We're like, oh, that'd be nice. If people mm-hmm. literally just looked at you, we're like, you're literally gorgeous. But that actually would be so annoying to be like, I have so much more to offer. And like, all anyone sees is like, oh, yeah, she's pretty.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that actually would be really
I think it's hard for those girls to date. I do. I feel like it's very hard for those girls to date and find a guy who appreciates the underneath. So when they do find a guy who does appreciate them for like what's underneath and not just their looks, it's like a diamond in the rough.
Totally.
Because most guys are just like, I want this pretty thing. And like, I want to claim it as my own. Oh, then you're like, wait, I'm not a prize to be won. In the words of Jasmine.
Wow.
Who also, if we're going to talk about where my body issues came from at a young age, let's talk about Jasmine from the cartoon Aladdin.
Her waist is this big.
I don't think, I think she's in two. I think she's genuinely in two. Because her waist is literally, if you have to zoom up
to even see it.
And she was my favorite Disney princess with her tiger. She was so sly.
That's where it all began. They all were like that, though. I obviously love Ariel because of the red hair, and I feel like her waist was also microscopic.
This podcast is presented by NYX Cosmetics Pro Fix Stick Concealers. That is a mouthful, but let me tell you, the concealer, I've actually been using it the last couple weeks, and I'm wearing it today, so shout out to NYX because this concealer is so nice. I love the way that it's like, I know this sounds weird, but shaped because it's so easy. I just put it on under my eyes. I do a little bit on the tip of my nose, on the, what's this called?
The bridge?
Yeah, you know where you put concealer on your nose. And then I also do the Hailey Bieber thing that I've been seeing her do where she like puts it under her mouth kind of going upwards on the edge of her lips. I don't know what it does, but I do feel like it looks good. And I love it. I also have tried a couple of shades and you can find like the perfect shade from them because they have 24 pro shades to correct, conceal, and brighten. The color correcting is made easy with 6 color correctors for all skin tones and 18 complexion shades to conceal and brighten like a pro. I do also have like the green one, which I believe is for like redness, red undertones, yes, which is really nice if like I'm feeling my cheeks are a little rosy that day and not in like a cute blush way. Yeah, it's really great.
Yeah, I like the green one because my skin does get a bit red. I feel like I'm just like prone to redness. NYX Cosmetics Pro Fix Stick Concealers are also super affordable at only $9. So you can get 3 shades for less than the price of a more expensive one. I just feel like makeup is very expensive these days. So this is really, really great. It also contains hyaluronic acid, so it's really skin loving. And it works for all skin types, especially if you prep with a nice hydrating primer first. It's very easy and convenient. You can keep them in your purse. They're pretty small for a quick touch up while you're on the go. And when it's on for 12 hours. So you just twist it up, pop it on, blend with a brush or a finger, and then it's done. And you can build it up so it doesn't like cake up on you. It's not super cakey. It looks very natural and has the flawless finish, which we love. So get your NYX Cosmetics Pro Fix Stick Concealers at your favorite makeup retailer and at NYXcosmetics.com. Check it out.
Anyway.
Wow. So if you're really pretty, we feel bad for you.
Mm-hmm.
And you actually do have a hard life. And now the whole episode is over and we haven't talked about anything that we were supposed to talk about.
That's okay. We can make this snappy so you guys can get really into the mode of what we're about to talk about. Because mm-hmm. we created our very own formula for 75, you can call it 75 soft, 75 hard, Valley Girl edition, whatever you want to call it. We're going to call it 75 hard. VVG edition because we've got some rules that you all have to follow
starting on February 1st.
And we're going to do it too. As we were making this,
we have to abide by these. So we tried to make it not easy, but like,
yeah,
that's why we're calling it 75 soft because I feel like any of these challenges, 75 hard is actually really intense. Like, I've never done it, but just looking at it, I'm like, geez, that's so, I mean, it's not doable. And I think a lot of people love it, but it's just like, very specific.
Yeah.
And I don't like that about it.
It's very time consuming as well, it mm-hmm. seems. I mean, again, I've never done it, but it's a lot.
The two workouts a day, like, really, that throws me off.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
The thing. That's like at one outside. I think 75 hard is no alcohol, no sugar, like it's very strict diet. And then two workouts a day. Yeah. You pick a diet, stick to it. Two workouts a day. One of them has to be outside. You have to
drinking
read,
like a gallon of water or something.
Yeah, like have to read something.
Have to read 10 pages or something of a book a day.
Yeah.
It's not like, I don't know.
It's not crazy, but it is hard.
Like it's hard mm-hmm. and it's a long time and it's Yeah.
I don't know how many people, maybe people can let me know, but how many people do 75 hard and then just keep up that lifestyle because it's not, you know, I feel like they do it and then they're like, oh, that was nice, but I'll be going back to one workout a day. You know,
right.
It's not the norm for like an everyday average life.
No, it's not very, I wouldn't imagine, sustainable unless, I don't know. Again, unless you pick things that are more like, you go on a walk every morning and that's one of your workouts outside and then whatever.
Yeah.
You can make it work, but maybe we're just babies. But we're doing a little bit of an easier version. Yeah, Valley Girl Edition, that we have 5 things to follow for every day. And it's customizable.
Yeah, that's
a customizable plan. So if you guys are like, just don't like one of them or like want to switch it out, then we'll give you alternate ideas.
Yeah, I think you guys are going to like it. I'm excited to do it. I love, maybe this is just my personality, but I do love a little challenge here or there, even though I know it's not going to be like, okay, this is for the rest of my life. You know, I like doing a little short term, you know, week long, month long challenge to, you know, just make myself feel accomplished in something.
Yeah. Since this is going up a few days, we thought February 1st could be a good start, start of February, or you could start on Monday because February 1st is like a Thursday or Friday. I forget, but.
We're
going to
start February 1st, right?
Yeah.
Pinky promise?
Yeah, I did not start today. That's for sure. No, I was looking around my room. We'll get into it, but I was like, oh, I'm like, okay. It's actually not that it'll be hard, but I'm like, yeah, I don't follow this exactly. Yeah. So it will be a change and it will be good.
It'll be good. It's a more holistic approach to health and wellness. Not so much, you know, just eating and working out.
Yeah.
All right, I'll start with the first one.
Okay.
So this one is the most customizable one, okay? So you're going to pick your morning or night routine, whichever one you want to work on. So for JC,
we know it's the morning.
And I'm going to pick my night routine.
Nice.
And you're going to pick 3 things to add to that routine that you're going to do for the next 75 days. So you can pick whatever you want to do. Maybe you already have like a night routine, you just want to add something in, or a morning, and you've been like, I really want to do red light therapy for 15 minutes, or I really want to start reading, or I really want to, you know. Some of the things that I wanted to add was like a hair serum, because there are lots of things like that that I want to be consistent in, because I'll be like, okay, do it for.
It like requires consistency.
Yeah, like 60 days and you'll notice a difference. I'll do it for like a week and then I forget. So like a hair serum. I've been doing like a lash serum at night. I'd use Thrive Cosmetics one. I'm pretty sure like on their website it says pregnancy safe. But obviously if you're pregnant, you already know the drill. You have to ask your doctor a million things. But you could do a workout at night if you wanted to add a workout into your morning or night routine, or a walk. You can add any 3 things that you want to either one and stick with it for 45 days, 75
like,
days.
We'll just do 45.
Like, you know what? Do 40 days.
No, I was actually thinking, I'm like, should we do 30 days soft? Like, 75 is so long.
I know.
But whatever. We need to mark what day is the 75th day so we can like recap or like talk about it.
I think it's, well, we no, February is shorter. So I was going to say, I mean, that's 10 weeks, right? 10 weeks plus 5 days.
I don't know. Don't make me do
math. April 15th.
Sheesh. You'll have like a child.
Literally, I was going to say, I will be doing this postpartum, so.
Goodness.
But it's easy enough.
Yeah. It's easy enough.
If this was actually 75 hard, no.
No.
So that's the first one. Do you have any ideas or things to add to that?
So, well, the 3 things I'm adding, because I'm working on my morning routine. That's my goal. My nighttime routine, we already know. It's... Really, I love my nighttime routine and I'm really consistent with it just because it's like my lifestyle at this point. So it's honestly not hard for me to. So the 3 things I'm adding to my morning routine are that I want to make breakfast and like my morning beverage or whatever I'm doing at home. I feel like I personally, Leif and I go out to like coffee shops a lot and whatever. I'll just like go and get avocado toast from a coffee shop and when I could very well make it at home. But I really personally like making that stuff at home. Like I usually prefer my own avocado toast that I make. I prefer even like my chai, my matcha sometimes. Like I like to make my own stuff for breakfast. I'm not as good with lunch and dinner. Like I'm not a great cook yet. But that's my goal is to, for the most part, it's literally the challenge.
I'm not going to do it every day.
But I really want to do that on all the weekdays.
Yeah.
I think on the weekends, if like my friends want to go out to a coffee shop or like Leif and I want to go out, I think that's fun. But I think I really would like to have my morning routine be more at home in the morning. So this morning I woke up and did just like a probiotic yogurt with berries and granola and almond butter. And like, you obviously can switch up, do whatever breakfast you want. And I will just do a different one every day. But morning beverage and breakfast at home. Number two for the morning routine for me is to either go on a morning walk or a workout. And I know that's really simple and like, yeah, duh. But again,
this is about being consistent. It doesn't matter if it's the most classic thing ever.
Yes.
I pick what's good for you.
Have just not been doing that consistently based on what we talked about for 30 minutes in today's episode. So I'm trying to get back on to just like, whether it is just a short walk, whether it is a workout, or that could even just be like sitting on my yoga mat and doing a stretch, whatever, like something, some type of movement, because that helps my mind a lot too. And I really like starting the morning like that. So that's number two. And number three for me is tidying up my room and making my bed. So I want, when I leave my room, I really want it to be just very tidy. And again, as I was leaving for the podcast today, I was like, because I have been sitting on the ground and doing my makeup like in my room, which I do it in my bathroom, but I've just been wanting to like sit and not stand. And so I had like makeup everywhere. I had a bunch of stuff because I was like choosing an outfit. So there were like clothes all over. My bed wasn't made when I left. And I was like, oh my gosh. Yeah. Like that's something I also want to do every morning. So those are the three things I'm adding for every day. And I feel like that will make me feel like I have my life a little more together.
I love that. Okay. Mine are for night. I already said one of them, my lash serum. I've been doing that. I literally have on my mood board, my vision board for this year is a girl with long eyelashes, because I feel as though I have room to grow, quite literally there.
Same.
in that region. And so every night I put on, I've kind of been doing it, but I haven't been as consistent. That's why I want to add this, is putting on my lash serum every night, reading before bed for like 15 minutes. I read sometimes, but I'm definitely not consistent at it. Like, it's not something I do every single night. And then the last thing at night is magnesium.
Mm.
It's like spray. I have been doing a little more the last couple weeks, like since the new year, but I want to make sure that I stay consistent with it, because I do feel like it helps me sleep. I have been taking my supplements and I feel so much better. I was like, wait, I think I've been anemic my entire life, because I've been taking iron, because my doctor told me I was anemic. And that's very common in pregnancy, especially near the end of pregnancy, to be anemic. But I was like, wait, I feel so good. And because I've been so consistent with my probiotics and my prenatals and my iron supplements, and I've been feeling so good. And with the magnesium at night, I'm just like, wait, I think these are working.
It's all working together.
Exactly. Yeah. So those are my three. The Kindle one is definitely, like, reading my Kindle or reading at night is definitely something I've been wanting to do for forever. And it's just so hard for me to be consistent with it.
Mm.
I'll do it once or twice. If I really like a book, I'll do it. But it's not just like part of my routine yet. So
sometimes you have to honestly pick, well, this is an obvious take, but a book that you're very interested in.
Exactly.
Because like, I've done the thing too. I know you've said like, oh, I'll just read a boring, kind of like a parenting book that it's like, eh.
Yeah.
But sometimes for me, it's like, I have to be really hooked on a book, and then I get excited to read
exactly.
at night. Because it's very, it's like, oh, I got to find out. It's, I've made this analogy many times, but it's like you're watching your favorite show. Like, I get into bed and I'm like, oh, I can't wait to figure out like what happens next in this book.
Yeah.
But if I don't care about the book, it is very hard for me to have the motivation to read, because I'm just like, I don't care about this.
I know. I was telling you about this, but I'm going to start reading Remarkably Bright Creatures.
Yeah, I've heard good things about it.
Yeah, my mother-in-law told me about it, and I've been seeing everybody post about it. So stay tuned. It sounds like an octopus mystery.
Yeah, it sounds like the weirdest book ever, but
everyone
I've heard it's
it.
Really good. So
yeah.
I'm interested to see how you like it. I'll read it if you like it.
You want to do the next one?
Yes. The next thing, I have these in a different order than
I know.
You,
I,
that's fine.
I don't know why I started with
I
that
think
one,
that was a good one to start okay. with. The next thing, we're going into the toxic sorority culture. But get 2 out of 3 things ready every day, meaning hair, face, or outfit. So 2 out of 3. The reason we say hair and face and not makeup, this was, I guess, even more of like my request, because I feel like sometimes
I don't want to be putting on makeup.
I don't want to be putting makeup on every day, but face can mean skincare. And I really
Or just like
feel,
brushing up your eyebrows.
Yeah,
or something.
Brushing up your eyebrows, putting on like some lipstick and or not lipstick, sorry, lip gloss. I'm like, lip liner, everything.
Eyelash extensions.
No, for me, I feel so much better when I do my skincare, even because I haven't been wearing makeup every day lately. But when I do get up and I brush my hair, or I like do it, like put it in a braid or put it up or even just keep it down, whatever, I will just do like a hydrating serum and moisturizer in the morning and like brush up my brows. And I feel so much, and like a Summer Fridays lip balm or something.
Mm-hmm.
And when I don't do that, and my, especially during the winter, my face is like very dry, and I like, I really don't feel as good just in general going about my day. So for me, a lot lately, it's been just skincare and like an outfit, and the outfit is also very comfortable, but yeah, yeah. I feel like it's better than just like staying in, especially if you work from home, like staying in what you slept in, or just getting into like a very mismatched outfit that like, you know what I mean?
Yeah. So something that you can walk out of the house with and feel like confident.
Yeah.
There's nothing worse than when, yeah, you don't have your hair done. You don't have, maybe you've done a little skincare, maybe just wash your face, and you have an outfit that's just like atrocious, and you just,
you do not feel
it's
well.
It's not very motivating to like get out, go to a workout, get out, go do, you know, get things done, whatever it is. Obviously, no. If you have to get up and go somewhere anyways, you probably already do most of these things. But
I mean, heck, you can do 3 out of 3. But
I was going to say, like, whenever I would work at any of the different jobs I worked at, like I worked at Anthropology for a while, and they make you like wear a cute outfit, or just like a customer service job, the days that I would just like not put in any effort and just go and be like, yeah, this is fine enough, like it just ruins your day.
Yeah.
At least for me, I would just be like, my hair is feeling greasy. I don't feel cute. Like I'm feeling my outfit every time I pass the mirror. I'm like, oh gosh, I really could have done better today.
I even today, like my hair was kind of gross, and I was planning on showering tonight or washing my hair. But even if I do feel like, okay, my hair's kind of greasy, it's like put it up in a slick, like it's better to actually
put effort,
put a little bit of effort in rather than just like throw it up and like, and my hair's just like greasy and in kind of a messy bun or something. It like feels so much better to just, you can work with what you're working with, you know?
100%.
So yeah, I always feel much better when I do that too. And I think 2 out of 3 is a good rule.
Yeah. So you're not going above and beyond crazy. But you know, you're kind of keeping up with society standards for women, you know, do the bare minimum. Okay, the next thing that we have is to cook one meal a day at home and make it as intentional and healthy as possible, whatever that means for you. Obviously, everybody follows a different trajectory in terms of what their diet, you know, consists of, what they want it to consist of, your wellness interests. So this looks so different for everybody. But like for me personally, it's kind of the same with breakfast. A lot of the times we'll go out for breakfast just because I think it's fun.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh yeah, let's go out, you know. And I like starting my day way better. Physically, I feel better when I make breakfast at home.
That's how I feel. I remember
I went out this morning and I'm like,
really?
Feeling gross.
I remember, first of all, food delivery is something. I saw this girl post. She was like, oh, how often do you order in? And it was like a poll. And
I would love to know what everyone says.
Literally, everyone was like, never. Like it was like the results were astonishing. And I was realizing that it's just like the culture I feel like we're in and where we live. And I don't know if it's our job or what it is, but like a lot of my friends order in a lot, including me, or go out to eat a lot.
Well, it's also expensive.
It is expensive. But I will say sometimes like cooking at home is also expensive. If you're following certain recipes and you have to go out and get very specific ingredients, like I think if you have a lot of meals that you just like
know how to make
and are just kind of simple, where it's like, oh, taco bowls, and it's just like ground meat and beans, like those can be cheaper. But I think sometimes if you are following a more, I don't know, even like grocery stores here, like Leif and I will go and get like salmon and stuff for the marinade. I'm like,
so
this
expensive.
Is just as much as eating out. Like when I'm doing the math, I'm like, that was kind of the same. But I do think you will save a lot of money if you are only cooking at home, and especially if you're not ordering in, because you have to pay delivery fees and taxes and like all of that stuff. So it does get very pricey too. It like adds up very quickly to be ordering in a lot.
Oh yeah.
But yeah, this girl did a poll and she was like, how often do you order in or whatever? And it was like, I swear it was like 90% was like less than once a week, like pretty much never. And then all the other things were like, it was just like very small percentages.
Really?
It was like some people said like 2+ times, like 2 to 3 times a week. There was like 4 times a week. And then there was like a ton, like 10 times a week or something. And anyway, I was like, okay, that's very eye-opening, because number one, like it really is so, it's a waste of money if you do it a lot. And also, again, with the phase of life we've been in, Leif has like made a lot of food, but sometimes it would make me, I'm like, I don't want to smell anything in the kitchen. I don't want to cook because I'll get sick from it. So I was ordering. I feel like I was ordering a lot. And it would be like, oh, whatever I want in the moment. It was so weird and specific. I was like, so I would just order.
Yeah.
I can't even imagine how much money I spent on food the past like month or two.
Oh, I know. My Postmates is crazy when I'm pregnant. Because it's like immediate. I'm like, I want this. I'm ordering it right now. And who knows? Yeah. Maybe I'll want this too. So I'll add something extra and be like, you know, maybe this will make me sick, but I'll get something else instead. Like, okay, I'll get a side salad too to see if that's like gonna hit.
Yeah. Where are we going with this?
Because, well, what are we going back making to? The one meal a day at home as intentionally healthy as you possibly can. So that does look different for everybody. So, you know, maybe cooking is not your thing and you're like, okay, well, I guess I have to start cooking in general. But even if you do cook all the time, I feel like at times in my life where I was cooking all the time and I was never ordering out, I was so used to what I would make that I wouldn't like explore new recipes. I'd just be like, okay, well, I'm making this for breakfast, making this for lunch, making this for dinner. And when you put a little extra effort into like, say you're going to do dinner, be like, okay, I'm really going to add in, you know, extra veggies this time, maybe take away some of the things that have, you know, whatever you don't like in your diet. I'm not going to name specific things, but just really focusing and making it be like, okay, this is a very nutritious meal. Maybe it's not like the most delicious meal, but this is the meal today that I'm really going to try and get as many nutrients as possible.
I remember what you said that I was thinking of is I remember consciously, I think Leif and I deleted Postmates for a month or something, and we were trying to make food at home, and it was the best I had felt physically in like, I swear, like 2 years. Yeah. I was like, oh, I feel so much better physically. And I feel like it's just, there's a lot of stuff added, I think, to food in restaurants or places you order that maybe you aren't even aware of. Just like canola oil or things that they cook things in that like maybe at home you wouldn't be using.
You can make the same exact thing, but it's way healthier.
Yeah, but at home maybe you're using olive oil and like, or avocado oil or something, and it's less heavy and less like, just whatever, upsets your stomach or whatever it is. I just remember being like floored by how much better I felt when I was cooking a lot and just making food at home.
Yeah.
So obviously, again, that's been our goal for 5 years. But
yeah,
I feel like the one meal a day. It'll be fun to do it. Yeah, one meal a day is really good because even for me, just focusing on like, okay, I'm going to eat breakfast at home. I feel like breakfast is a really easy one to make healthy where it's like, I don't know. I just feel like you can make a really healthy, nutritious smoothie that's very easy.
Yeah.
Obviously, it'd be great to make a super healthy dinner or whatever, too. But I'm just saying, if you're like overwhelmed by the idea of making like these really healthy meals, breakfast is like probably the easiest one.
Definitely. It depends like what your lifestyle looks like, obviously, too, because a lot of people, if they're in a rush in the morning, it's harder for them to do breakfast. And maybe they have more time at night. But for people who, you know, have slow mornings, it's nice to be able to like wake up. You have a fresh mind. And you can just be like, OK, what am I going to make to start my day off on the right foot? So good luck with that. I'm excited to do this.
Me too.
Every day.
I'm excited to make some dinner tonight, actually. Yeah. Leif and I went grocery shopping. We got a bunch of stuff. So that's the other thing is Leif and I together, our toxic trait is like we'll get to a point where we have nothing in our pantry. And so we're just like ordering because we're like,
yeah,
well, we need to go grocery shopping. But in order to grocery shop, we need to like
have time.
We need to like or like think of what we want. We don't just want to go to the grocery shop or grocery store and just like be putting things in the cart. We kind of want to have a plan. So we need to think about meals. It's like the whole thing. Obviously, everyone has to do that. It's just like, so then it feels daunting and we're like, whatever, we'll just order lunch today or whatever. And then it comes dinner time. We're like, well, we still have no food. So either we have to, again, go to the grocery store or we need to order. So it's nice to also have a consistent routine of shopping and have food. Like right now we have like tons of snacks, tons of healthy stuff. And it's so nice.
Yeah, it is nice. You have to summon your healthy girl and your realistic girl when you're at the grocery store.
Yes.
Can't have one or the other. Because if you're the healthy girl at the grocery store and I'm like, no seed oils. I'm like looking at all the ingredients and later I'm like, I could kill for a chocolate chip cookie right now. Yes. Why didn't I get some? Like,
I know.
Or some chips. I just need a quick little munchy, crunchy taste in my mouth.
I know. Leif and I were at the grocery store and I'm like, I like go to pick up. I'm like, we could make a salad. And Leif just looks at me. He goes, I go, you're right. He's like, I'm not going to make, he's like, I don't think I'll make a salad. Cause he doesn't really, he's like, I never crave salad.
Yeah.
I've been actually like really liking salads lately for lunch. But I'm like, you're right. Like, I don't know if that's in the cards for this week.
It's like the changing of the guards.
So much going on. Yeah, it's like the changing of the spinach every week. Just like, but it was so funny. I like went to grab a salad thing. He's like, I was like, you're so right. So I grabbed cucumbers and hummus. I was like,
that's quicker.
And then I did eat that yesterday. I was eating that as a snack. And anyway, but I was just dying. I'm like, yeah, you got to be also with what your schedule entails that week. Like we had this week was a very busy week with like our house and stuff. And I'm like, you know, I have been zero cooking. Am I really going to now be like homemaking every single meal? I don't know. Probably not.
Mm-hmm.
So we got to get some easy snacks and stuff.
Yeah, definitely.
The next one.
Two more things.
Is to do 15 minutes of tidying every night. The closing shift. I think this is a really attainable thing that can really become a part of your routine. And I feel like I have fallen off it a little bit, but it really has been a part of my routine for a while now. And now if I wake up if I wake up and my house is kind of messy, I'm like, I hate that I didn't tidy at night. So I always try and do that. And it really, to me, like makes a huge difference when I go out in the morning and there's not like, whatever, like food from dinner still, you know, or like dirty dishes in the sink, or like even just like blankets scattered from we were watching a show and our cups of water out, whatever it is. It's just like to just
coasters still on the table. Yes, yeah.
All of it together. Like ladies' toys are out because we were like playing with her or whatever. And it's so simple, I feel like, at night to just take 15 minutes and tidy everything up so that when you come out into your space, it's just tidy.
So nice. I know.
It feels way better to wake up like that.
When Nick was out of town, he was out of town for like a week. I kind of talked about that last episode. But I, first of all, had no one to speak to after Case went to bed at like 7:30 or whatever it was. And I'd be like, okay, I'm just going to do my cleanup, make sure everything's ready for tomorrow, especially because it's just me tomorrow. So I don't want to have to be playing catch up while I'm also trying to watch Case, like make him breakfast, all of this stuff. So I was like, I have to make sure the house is like reset. And usually Nick does that. Like he'll take out the trash at night. He'll do the dishes, like load the dishwasher. And I did it every single night. And I was like, this is so much easier than I think it is in my head. And I've been like trying to keep it up just ever since Nick's been home. And now it's even easier when both of us are doing him. Like, yeah. I'm so sorry. I literally would be watching Housewives while you're like cleaning the house. I'm like, what are you doing? But it's so nice to have in the next morning because it sets you up. First of all, if you're trying to have a better morning routine, you can just wake up. You feel a lot better going in and like making a healthier breakfast or like
without having
drinking
to like
water.
Do something first.
Exactly. You just feel better. There really is just something about the energy of like a tidy place. It's like showing that you respect the place that you live in.
Yeah.
I mean, definitely putting toys away. I feel like if you have kids, it's like, first of all, a hazard. Today, we didn't clean up the front yard yesterday and I literally stepped on one of Case's cars. I was holding something. I couldn't see it and twisted my ankle. And I was like, oh, this is the most annoying thing that I have ever experienced. But that kind of stuff, it's like you just have to reset for the day. And once you set a timer, I used to like set a timer for 15 minutes. And just clean until. And
you get so much
just
done.
You're like, why would I not finish? Even if it takes a little longer, if my house is a little messier than normal. Like, okay, I'm seeing that I need to maybe sweep. I'm just going to sweep. I'm not going to be like, well, my 15 minutes are done. So this one could really, if you already do this, great. But this one could be life-changing for you if you
keep
it up.
I feel like it's also probably a lot harder when you do have kids. Like, again, I feel like we have no excuse. Like, Leif and I.
I feel like our house was messier when we didn't have kids.
Really?
I think it's because you don't think to clean. Like when there's toys on the ground, to me, I'm like, I have to clean. Like I have to clean it up. Like I'm just not going to come out to toys. When it's like your own stuff, like a jacket on the couch or like.
That's what we're bad at is like just random. Yeah, like Leif's hat. Like take our socks off, you know, when we're
socks
or something like socks.
Yeah, I'm bad at that.
A jacket and then. Whatever.
Your earrings are bothering you while you're watching a show.
Yeah. My earrings are always on the coffee table, like coasters. It's like, it's not like dirty. It's just messy. But yeah, I'm always like, I was thinking about that. I'm like, we really have no excuse. Like we're both grown adults who can definitely be tidying up at night. And we normally do, but it does make me feel so much better.
Yeah, for sure.
So anyway, do you want to share the last one?
Yeah, the last one is sweet. It's a sweet one. So this is, we're calling it one intentional act of connection every day. This could look different depending on, like we've been saying, your life and your situation. So when I originally was thinking about this, I'm like, okay, what about a hug every day? First of all, because you know us, people were shocked that we hugged in your when you told me I was pregnant. They're like, the hug,
the once a year.
But I'm not a huggy person. I mean, I am with like Nick and Case and that's about it. But even then, I'm not like the most affectionate person ever. And that's something that I don't think is bad, but it's something I'm working on, especially like I just naturally want to be showing my family affection. And I want it to extend to other people so they don't feel I'm so cold.
I don't think you're cold at all. No, I think you're so warm.
Oh, thanks. But I do feel like there is, again, this is a little woo-woo, but I do feel like there is just something like special about physical connection. Like mm-hmm. if you give a stranger, like, not a hug, but like if you go give them a little kiss. But like, I don't know, just like little ways to be comfortable with touch that's very obviously consensual and not weird.
Mostly with people in your life, probably, yes. not a random mm-hmm. person.
Yeah.
But the connection part of it can be, we were just saying like
one hug a day, even if it's like, okay, I'm going to make an effort to like, maybe you have roommates or something and you just want to like show your roommates a little extra.
No, that's
affection
weird.
In any, well, I was going to say in any way, not just like, oh, go up and give them a hug.
But, yeah.
But if whatever you want to be working on, I'm just saying that's my thing that I'm like, okay, I want to be able to be more comfortable with affection. That's more of it. Or if you want to just tidy up their dinner after they eat, you know, or do their dishes.
Yes, I feel like it's either connection or service. Like, again, this is a customizable list. But for me, I think I'm thinking of it more as like, okay, getting outside of myself at least once a day, doing something intentional to like connect with someone, whether it's a stranger or someone in my mm-hmm. life, whether it's like I think of someone and I'm like, oh, I want to send them a text.
Yeah.
And tell them like, oh, I've been thinking about you. I love you. Whatever. Or if it's I'm at the grocery store and I see a girl's outfit that I love, just being like, I love your outfit. You look so cute. Whatever. Yeah. Or whether it is like connection physically, like hugging someone that I love or being more affectionate with.
Yeah. Expressing appreciation. Yeah. I feel like that's a good one as well. Remembering like if you have a job and maybe your boss is extra grumpy and you have to see them every day, like maybe make an effort to like, be like, hey, I really appreciate all of the stuff that I see you doing. Like, I know you're super busy all the time. Like, it must be a lot. Just like sharing.
Goes a long way.
It goes a long way. And if you're doing that every day, you're finding something new to do, you know, even if it's just, like you said, complimenting a stranger that you're walking by or something like that. I think it just makes you feel happy. Makes you feel good.
It's so true. I was watching Survivor. Have you watched the newest season?
I think I started watching, but I haven't finished it. I stopped watching like after like episode like 3 or 4.
Oh, okay. Well, there's this girl who was like, really annoying everyone on the tribe.
Oh, yeah, I think I know you're talking about.
And she was like very pessimistic. Like, everyone's like, you're not like likable. Like, you just are annoying. And it's always like, this is wrong, negative, negative. And then basically, one guy like went out of his way. He's like, I'm just going to be really nice to her. And like, I want her to know.
Oh, wait, I did see that.
I was literally like, I'm tearing up because then she like kind of changed and she was like complimenting people. She's like, your hair is amazing. Like, she was telling.
She was like trying.
Yeah, she was like trying. So I was like, wait, I'm going to sob. But it really is like,
well, so he was like using her to get.
Yeah, he's also like doing strategy. But I'm just saying it mm-hmm. kind of shows that it's like just being kind or like even sometimes people in your life who are like annoying or hard to be around. Sometimes if you're like very nice to them, you'll be shocked at just mm-hmm. like how well received or like they're like, oh, OK, you appreciate me. And then they're so much nicer to you.
Yeah.
It's just
and
like
you also do take an extra second. But for example, even if it is like a boss who's usually very snippy with you or something, or maybe you think they don't respect you, whatever it is. Like, I've definitely had like, you know, situations like that where it's like, and you're in a professional environment. So you're just like, this person bothers me.
Yeah.
But when you take a second to be like, oh my gosh, they're in charge of all of this stuff. Like, they're probably stressed and they have to like make sure everything's going on. And then you express that to them. It does make you think twice about, okay, now I'm a little less annoyed because I see from their perspective. And also, maybe they'll be a little bit, you know, they'll loosen up a bit.
Yeah.
Because they know I see them.
Or internally at least be like a little bit more.
Yeah.
It touches them a little, I think.
Definitely.
Yeah.
I'm going to give you a hug every day for the next day. And just like the longest lingering hug.
I know. I feel like, we just have never been that type. But
when you've known someone that, like, I feel like that's a normal thing for like best friends who've known each other for a long time. At least that's what I see on social media. I mean, besides Beth, she always says, like, we're not normal.
Really? Yeah, she does say
like,
that, huh?
She's like, I hug my best friends every time I see them, like, even if I see them every day.
And Tyson's very huggy. I always hug Tyson every single time I see him. There are certain people in my life I'm like, I'll go along with it. No, but it's like, I'm, like, more affectionate with them because they are like
that. I'll go along
with
their ploy.
But I just feel like, we've never been the, like, cuddly type, like, with each other.
Yeah.
We would never be, like, watching a movie and I would never be, like, laying on you, like.
No, no.
You're.
Yeah.
like, whatever.
I guess maybe we are weird because I remember we talked about that with Kelsey and she was like, that's a little weird.
But I feel like in moments where it's warranted, we will.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, in like hard moments, there have been some things lately where it's like, we will hug, like than because things are like.
You guys just don't get to see
it. You just don't get to see it on camera. But yeah.
Definitely.
Anyway. Well, there was a last thing. We're kind of, we've been kind of having longer episodes recently. We wanted to make a, this is a sixth one, but it's very optional and it's maybe more of like a weekly thing. Again, we didn't want to overload and be like, you have to do all of this because I just feel like it's very, again, even 75 hard is like so overwhelming when I'm reading it. I'm like, I don't want to do that. But this is an something you can add to your week option if you want. And that's making a list of things that you've been procrastinating and just like, again, either once a week, knocking one off, once a day, if you have time, whatever it is, like appointments, things you've been meaning to, like I've been wanting to organize my pantry, just like things like that. And then kind of working it into your schedule again, whether it's once a week or however often you have time to like do these little annoying things you've been putting off.
Yeah. If anything, just writing them all down feels so good and reminds you of like, for example, the appointments, if you haven't been to the dentist. When you're an adult and you have to schedule your own dentist appointment, 6 months goes by so fast.
Very quick.
So scheduling, or like you need to go to the gyno or something like that, you know, scheduling those little appointments. If you have a mole that needs to be checked out, or yeah, you have to like organize your desk, or you've been meaning to call somebody and like talk to them about something, whatever it is, just write down everything and try and get as many as you can done.
Yeah. Even like setting up if you've been wanting to like, oh, I want to do a girls' night with my friends, but you haven't planned it. Like just things like that. I think it's good to have like a running list and then you can kind of go through when you do have the time and knock stuff off or incorporate it into your schedule or whatever.
I do find with these kinds of things when I'm doing them all together, they all motivate me to do the other ones as well. It's like when I'm in the mode of like, okay, now I'm doing things I'm, you know, I've been procrastinating for so long, it gives me this boost of inspiration and motivation. I'm feeling, you know, good to, okay, now the, you know, my night routine is feeling exciting to me and I want to keep that going. And now I'm feeling connected to my community. All of a sudden I'm feeling
great,
happy.
True. I think this will be good. I think it'll be fun. Excited. We should probably make like a list so we can
Yeah, we'll post it on our feed and story. What? Well, I'm saying like swipe over.
Okay.
Like, a little screenshot of something.
We just maybe need to have a graphic made or something. It's kind of coming up quick. We want it to be
cute.
I'm
saying like a notes, like literally just screenshot.
Yeah. We'll do something. We'll definitely have it for you guys so that you can like
hope you write it down.
Yeah, they literally have to make physical notes. But yeah, I hope you guys enjoyed. Hope you do this little February challenge with us. I guess 75 days. I guess we're doing this freaking
February
half
challenge.
A year. Goodness gracious. But I do think that you can customize your own, or you can just make your complete own thing. Like if you're just wanting to do a little challenge, you can make your own five things or whatever. But anyway, thank you guys for listening, watching. If you want to watch on YouTube, you can subscribe to our YouTube channel. You just type in What We Said Podcast and you guys can physically see us. Hope it's not a jump scare. And then, yeah, you can subscribe on Spotify and Apple Podcasts as usual if you want to be notified when we have new episodes, and follow us on Instagram for anything extra at What We Said Podcast. We love you guys so, so much. And
that's what we said.
Bye.
Please note that this episode may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products and services. Individuals on the show may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to in this episode.